Folks, we're wrapping it up here. Gonna blaspheme Mr. Galbraith here and talk over his music. Beyond the Valley in Flight. This is from an album called Lagash that came out last year on the Nice Music label. Slipped out there in 2024. And let's take you back to the beginning of the set. We heard some stuff in that set from the Tapetopia series. One of my favorite reissue series of the last decade, easily. And the first thing we heard to start off the set was Neun Tage Alt. 9 days old, I believe that means. A track called March from a release called Waif that came out in the mid-80s, I think, and has been reissued on cassette. They were putting these out on LP, and now some of them are only on cassette, so that means you need to buy more of them so they can put them out on LP. All these originally came out on cassette. Then we heard a band called Some Exercise that played them. They're from Toronto. Cool tape called Acme Trap. Set track was called Thrice. Mark Stewart. R.I.P. Mark Stewart. I think this is his last kind of main release. The Fateful Symmetry came out on Mute. Everybody's Got to Learn Sometimes. Name of that one. Brand new Valentina Magaletti with YPY. I'm not sure who that is. Kanzai Bruises is the name of the 12-inch. Her Own Reflection was the name of that track. And then another thing from the Tapetopia series, L'Ambassador de Hombres. This is stuff from around 1988. I think it collects two different tapes onto one thing called Star of Evil. And that track was called And My Sleep Has Gone. And then we just heard a long one from Faust from the Blickwinkel collection. It came out last year on Bureau B. D5 Revolution was the name of that one. And now we're listening to Alistair Galbraith. All right, Scott Williams is next. Stay tuned. Oh, hey, you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, excuse me, in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Jim Price and then Scott Williams. Jim's Williams, Scott Price.
Hi, it's Jim Price, and welcome to Rock's Time Machine. We take you back in time. The artist today, the focus, is Ricky Martin. As the music fades, we'll talk now about his roots. Ricky learned crooning, dancing, and he got showbiz tips from stars here and in the East. Smoketop Brown gave Ricky his first break, signing him to Smoketop Productions in 1992. When Ricky's songs became famous in circles and were charting high, so did the photos and films. This concludes part one of my special on Ricky Martin's and his music. On the airwaves coming next, it is Scott Williams. You'll enjoy what's coming your way.